See, according to this, you're already dead.
And we're live.
Yay. Ooh.
So, we had a week.
Yeah, we did.
Boy, didn't we? What was that?
It was a cough.
I thought you had COVID last time.
No. That was two times ago.
No,
we made a joke, and guess what happened?
Well, surprise, it's COVID.
It's COVid.
Now, I'm
to
kind
be fair,
of
I did not have COVID 2 weeks ago when we made that joke.
No, you didn't. How is COVID going? You're shaking your head, you're sighing.
I'm not having a
good time. Just for the people
time,
who don't have video of this.
Which is everyone. I'm not having a good time. Are you having a good time?
Currently, I'm having an okay time.
So yeah, it started with Friday, last Friday. Our son was like, I don't feel good. I have a runny nose.
And I thought, like, he was lying.
I thought he was lying because he was playing fine all day. I'm like, okay, well, we'll stay home because they're sending kids home who have runny noses. I didn't see a runny nose, but he's like, I have a nose issue. And then he was playing, having a great, jolly old time. The next morning, he woke up with, like, a cough. And the cough sounded bad, but it wasn't constant. And I was like,
So we had the take-home test in
our
closet.
So we gave him
the
take-home.
Gave him one.
And it was COVID.
It was COVID.
Yep. So he was right.
Yep. There you go. Of course, it didn't really matter because everybody else in his class also has COVID.
Yeah.
His teacher has COVID.
Yeah.
I think that, what did you say, the kid next to him had COVID?
He for sure had it in November, but then he was sniffling all week.
Oh, so
and his parents like, we don't have to test him. So, well, not out from the teacher. She just gossiped that with me, but yeah.
So now we got it.
Yep.
Now his sister ended up getting it from him, as you might expect. Bit of a scary incident happened with
this. It was Monday night.
We were playing. She was like playing, having fun, laughing. Had a little bit of a fever.
Yeah.
But she seemed like she was doing fine. And then I hear Naomi.
Naomi, what are you doing?
Are you okay? Naomi?
she was laying on the floor just shaking.
And not responding.
Not responding.
So this is the most scared I've ever been.
She was like pale, didn't look like she was breathing.
Yep, so she felt cold. We immediately called the ambulance.
Yep.
And then I got her in a bath to warm her up. In hindsight, that was stupid.
Yeah.
So what this was, it's called a fever seizure.
Febrile.
Some crap. Some medical term, but it's a fever seizure where their fever gets too high. Probably
It doesn't have to be that high.
Not that high. 100.4.
Yeah,
I think
like
I,
for
I
kids,
saw.
It could be any kind of fever. Basically, it just their top. Yeah, it just because 100.4. It was no, not 104. 100.4.
Yeah, 100.4.
Yeah, like so, it doesn't even have to be like I would call that a low fever.
That's a low fever, and so she just starts shaking, not responding. Apparently that's a natural way for them to like cool down is having one of these fever seizures. Whew. And it's a lot, I guess it's a lot less scary than it looks.
Yeah, it looks terrifying. So yeah, that happens. The ambulance gets there. She's still acting, just acting way out of it, not responding to us. They take her temperature. Then they take me and Naomi to the hospital in the ambulance. They strap me in the gurney. My first ambulance ride.
Yay.
And they give that, like, breathing treatment because her oxygen levels were a little low then. Like, not super, like, they're just like, okay, we'll give her some. So she's just sitting there licking the, I don't know what she was doing. She just kept licking everything.
And you're thinking she's brain damaged.
I don't know. Yeah, because she's just licking everything. She's not really tracking anything. She did kind of fight a little bit when they were trying to, like, put stuff on her. She was like, but then she's just, like, weirdly licking things, not answering them because she's a very vocal girl, like, verbal. She's very verbal.
She never shuts up.
Like, so she answers questions, but she was just not answering. They were saying her name, and she's just like, so we get there, we get into her room, they give her a COVID test, it's positive, and they explain what's going on, and then she slowly starts acting more like herself. But it took a long time before she was, like, responding to me and questions.
Oof,
yes. And she kept, she had a really weird, like, oral fascination or fixation, like, she just kept, like, licking. And one of the guys, one of the EMS guys was like, when my kids have sore throats, they like to, like, they do stuff like that. So I was wondering if
he's trying to make you feel better.
Probably, yeah.
He's thinking she's brain dead. She's never gonna.
No, because
she's gonna just be licking whatever for the rest of her life.
These seizures are usually harmless.
So she's fine.
She's fine. Got her home. Well, on the way home, we were almost home, and then she starts acting weird. Andrew turns around because she's throwing up because she chugged two orange juices at the ER. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have had her drink both of them, but she was...
Yeah, how could you have known? Yeah. I would have given her whatever.
Yeah, because I was like, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I would say Logan's worst days were Sunday and Monday. Naomi's was clearly Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday they were both normal.
Yeah.
So... Fighting, which were our worst day. It was my worst day was Wednesday.
My worst day is right now.
Oh. Yeah, I felt like crap on Wednesday.
Oh, interesting. I felt pretty okay up until this point. I guess I feel okay now, yeah. But... This is the worst I've felt. I feel like if we waited to do this podcast tomorrow, I wouldn't have a voice because I'm starting to cough more.
Oh, okay. So you probably have, yeah. My voice is not normal.
It sounds okay. You sounded like real shit a while ago.
Probably Wednesday.
You know what? I actually wanted to record a little bit just to have like this funny gag, like, and we're live, and you're like, hello. And then we just cut it for a few days. But you were healthy. And your voice sounded fine before I could actually do that.
Yeah, because I went to bed butt early those nights. I was like, I'm going to bed. I tried to stay up until the kids went to bed. I think one night I stayed up with Naomi, but I'm like... But, yeah, so we're quarantining for, like, another week.
Ugh. Quarantine sucks.
Yeah. It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't winter.
Yeah. We can't but
I could, if anything. I could get the kids outside in the backyard, because we have a yard, we could just get some fresh air in the house, too.
Yeah.
I really just want fresh air in this house.
It just sucks. Maybe we can sleep with the windows open tonight.
I might do that in our bedroom. I almost opened the window. Logan's window open. I was worried it was going to get too cold.
Yeah.
So that's our second trip to the ER. Third.
Ugh, how much is this one going to cost?
I don't know. But, like, so when Logan was a newborn, he was a month old, he got RSV. And that freaked me out. Naomi's thing was scarier. Well, they're both scary.
His was more dangerous.
Yeah, but Naomi's, like, yeah. But, like, so I was that rare parent. Whose second kid, I was more paranoid about germs as an infant because of Logan. People were like, relax. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
She could get RSV. Yeah, keep your snotty fucking kid away from my kid.
Like, I felt like I may or may not have had a cold when I had it.
And which is what it is. So, yeah. It
turned out he got sick from me. And, yeah, that was scary. He was a month old.
He was a month old. It was terrifying. Could barely breathe. Yeah, so that was scarier, yeah.
And then you called up some emergency hotline to tell them what's going on. They're like, okay, is he turning blue? Like, no. Like, does he look like he's gasping for air? You're like, no. And then they ask you all these questions. No, 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 no. And then they're like, okay, rush him to the ER. Like, why did you even ask the questions?
Yeah.
But you know they have to default to giving you that advice. They can't say, oh, it's fine. Then if he dies, it's on them.
Yeah, and then they're like, we try not to do the breathing treatments. Too odd. Like, I don't know. So he was fine. They warned us the worst days were coming. The worst day would be coming. And it was like the worst day the next day. And then he got better. But like, yeah, so I was that. Because you know, a lot of people with second kid, they're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you got a cold, go away. Because.
Keep your gross little peasant child.
Because I know how. But yeah. So both kids had to be at the ER because.
And then the pandemic's basically been Naomi's entire life.
Yeah. Because she was. a year and a few months old when it started.
Yep. And now it goes on forever.
Yeah, just...
Because why not? Are you done being worried about it after this?
I worry all the time, so...
Well, because I'm done being worried about it. We've already had the infection. It's... Generally, viruses, as they get new variants, they become less deadly. Yeah, which we're seeing with Omicron. Now it's reduced to a lame cold. So I'm done. I was done kind of like a year ago after I got vaccinated. Now I'm dunner.
Anyway.
Yep.
Kids.
So last week we watched Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Now I promised you that I would have a fun little segment.
Oh yeah.
All the movies that are considered worse than Henry. Not all of them. This is like a sample.
Henry was on a list of the top 200. You said that was the list.
Okay. So the top 200 from Rotten Tomatoes, 200 horror movies. Henry is at 199.
Oh, okay.
And you think, okay, he didn't break the 100. That's fine. Until I read you some of the ones below it. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Coming in at number one. This means nothing to you, but The Exorcist. You're just nodding along because it does mean nothing to you. Yeah. You haven't seen it. It's one of the greatest horror movies ever made.
So then it should be number one.
What?
It's at number one. Or Henry beat that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
These are all movies that Henry is above on the list.
He was at 199?
Yeah.
So they're not on the list then?
It's a list of 200.
So there's one... There's...
One of the more severe symptoms of COVID-19 is new confusion.
Whoa, what is your brain doing right now? Are you? Do I need to rush you to the ER?
You said he's number 199?
Henry is at number 199.
Henry is actually at 119. Bear with us, cabin folk.
So that's just 200?
What?
What am I even...
This is just on my list of movies that I made.
Oh.
Okay.
So The Exorcist is not... I'm so...
These aren't the order that they're in. These are just movies that I was going down the list of ones after Henry. I made a list of all the ones that stood out to me.
Okay, but they beat Henry.
No.
Yeah.
These are below Henry.
Yeah, when you go down, you count down when you make those lists.
Oh my God.
199 is not the best.
What?
What are you...
What is your brain doing? These are all movies below Henry.
Which is good.
Below Henry. Oh my God. You're thinking backwards. Okay. Worse than Henry.
Wouldn't that be 200 then?
Yes. So these are movies ranked 120 to 200.
Because he's one. No, you said 119?
He's 119.
Oh, I thought you said 199.
I probably did.
Okay, so that's where I was fucking confused. Okay.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Because I was like, okay, 199, that's not bad at all.
Now we both sound stupid.
Now we both, okay, yeah. Me. So 119. Fuck that. He should be 200, if anything. All right, okay. Go on. Sorry.
So.
This is great content.
Yeah. Movies between 120 and 200.
No, I get it.
Movies that are worse than
Exorcist
Henry.
Exorcist is not number one.
Number one worst movie.
Number one, like.
Ever?
No, I thought it would be like, it's Exorcist is after Henry?
It's considered, by this list, worse than Henry.
What's the number?
I didn't write the numbers.
See,
down.
Fucked up. You should have the numbers.
Pause it. God damn it, Ashley. All right, whatever. We're not doing the ranks.
I won't ask.
You're making me deal with a lot. I got COVID, Ashley.
So do I.
You have late stage COVID.
Yeah.
I have
Do you
early
hear this
stage
voice?
COVID.
I sound like I'm a...
Okay, let's do it in our COVID voice. Yeah. Jesus. Okay. That's a fake one.
All right.
All right, movies worse than Henry, mm-hmm. according to Rotten Tomatoes.
I got it now. We understand.
The Exorcist, The Omen, An American Werewolf in London, The Descent, Dead Alive, The Peter Jackson Classic.
Okay.
The Thing? Fuck. Oh my God, I'm getting mad just
You are getting
again.
Mad.
The Thing? How could they put The Thing?
I mean, I wondered how they put anything above Henry. Fuck, actually, Henry's at the worst.
Have you seen The Thing?
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, my God. Well, we're seeing The Thing at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Poltergeist. Ginger Snaps.
What? Fuck that. Ginger Snaps is great.
I knew I'd start getting to the ones that would bother you. The Conjuring 2.
Fuck that.
Wreck. R-E-C.
I didn't say that.
You haven't seen that one. It's great. Carnival of Souls. Classic movie.
Okay.
Tremors.
I have seen Tremors okay. a long time ago, but yeah. Tremors should be better, shit. Yeah. I don't know if I'd consider that horror.
I don't know, because it's a monster movie, right?
Yeah, so
monster
I guess...
movies fall under the blanket
Yeah,
of
I guess that is a monster movie. It's literally not, a monster that's...
it's kind of just a fun movie. You don't really yeah, think of it as a horror movie. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Though Tremors should still be above.
Of course. If it's going to be a horror movie, it should be above Henry.
Yeah.
So Creature from the Black Lagoon, Scream, the original Scream, The Lost Boys.
What?
Trick or Treat.
What the fuck?
Candyman, the original Candyman. What? Phantasm.
Yeah, Phantasm is better. Phantasm Ooh. Is better.
Okay.
You look like you're about to murder me.
No, it's fine. Hellraiser. And then today's movie, Jacob's Ladder. And that's it. That's the end of my list.
Henry is not the worst movie I've seen.
No.
So it being on the 200 list, and it in itself doesn't bother me, but it being at 119 does.
I wonder if my favorite movie, The Beyond,
like
is on here.
I just...
Nope. The Beyond is not on the list.
Okay.
Fuck this list.
I just...
Oh, Dracula. Bram Stoker's Dracula is on here, too.
I just...
Did you have a thought?
I had a thought and it just went away.
Ooh, The Ring. Frailty, that was a good movie. a fun one. I've only seen it once. Ugh, Land of the Dead. This movie is such a goddamn turd. Land of the Dead. That should not be on the list. 74% critic score, 51% audience score. How could anyone like this movie?
I don't know.
This was a raging turd.
I don't know.
They tried to make the zombies, like, learn in it.
Oh, is that the one where the... Okay.
There's, like, a zombie who's, like, smarter, kind of, and he's teaching other zombies to have like, a zombie revolution.
If you're gonna do that, you can't do it with that franchise.
Kill yourself.
It's got... Well, no, because, like, Warm Bodies, he was a smarter zombie.
Oh, yeah. But that was cute.
But that was different. Like, it's not that franchise. Like, it's...
Yeah, this is a serious franchise.
But, like, it's... You have to... It has... Yeah, you can't add that to that. Yeah.
Well, like, the zombies are supposed to represent, like, real people, you know? And this movie is just where they took the symbolism a little too far.
Yeah. But, like, in Warm Bodies, that zombie, like, it's just a different type of zombie.
And he was cute. Didn't he eat her boyfriend's brain?
Yeah, that's how... Yeah, so that's why he started falling in love with her. Because the boyfriend...
We should watch that movie again.
That was a good one, yeah.
But anyway, what do we want to cover now?
Now
that we talked about our COVID. Oh, attic update. So I found out Logan had COVID, and I decided it was time to finish the attic. And I finished half of it. Well, our attic is like actually finished one of them.
Well,
one of
two attics. Now you literally can't finish this one because you have to get more parts, so you can't really do that.
Yep. Can't do that at the moment. Wouldn't do it if I had the parts, to be honest.
Well, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that with how you're feeling right now, but...
Yeah, but that attic is harder than this other attic. It's, like, more cramped, more claustrophobic. Ugh, getting sweaty just thinking about it. But I don't have to go up there again, I hope.
That's good. Although that attic would probably help this room a lot, because this is the coldest room.
Yeah. So, fun thing that happened up there. So I have to put in these, like, little things to, like, have ventilation.
Oh, yeah. You've been holding on to this for the podcast to tell me this.
Yeah. So I can't just put it in there because the insulation right now is all the way up against the roof, which is not supposed to be. There's supposed to be room for airflow. So I had to, like, take a rake. Actually, it was a stick with a screw in it. So I had to take this stick I made with a screw in it. And just, like, put it all the way against it and, like, yank up the insulation so I could put this ventilation back there. And I do this. Uh-oh. I pull it back.
Oh, God.
And I see a cat looking at me.
Oh, my God.
A cat.
A live cat?
A live cat staring at me.
Was in our attic?
Yep. So I scream. And it turns out I'm just hallucinating because I'm terrified up there. No cat.
There was no cat?
No cat.
What the fuck?
You thought there was a cat up there?
I don't know. I was so confused.
And then... On the way out, I see, as I'm walking, I see a very small cat that looked kind of like Billy, like, walking towards me. I hallucinated another cat up there.
We have ghost cats.
I think I just went crazy. I went crazy in this attic.
Ghost cats.
Fun little surprise for you. You're doing the next half.
No!
You said you're not scared of it.
I don't want. I'm lazy.
You're lazy? I'll help you up.
I'm too fat for you to push me up there.
You can fit in that hole. That hole's bigger.
Nope.
I want the creepy cabin folk to get to hear a story of you going in the attic. Wouldn't that be great for the podcast if you did all of that?
Anyway, speak of the podcast. It's getting late. We
should. Oh, shit. It's getting late. We have COVID. Let's start the Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
All right. Be right back. And we're back.
We're back.
So, the theme of this movie is what happens when you smoke weed in Vietnam.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so you're like, I would not smoke in Vietnam. And then chaos ensued.
Can you imagine being
high
for that?
You're in a war zone. Fuck no. Yeah, my note is...
Well, it sounded like everybody smoked weed back in Vietnam. I couldn't imagine it.
Yeah, mine is... My first note is Tim Robbins poops a lot, jerks a lot. Because they were just making jokes about
that. Sounds like one of the for real pets. Jerks a lot. We got a poops a lot. We got a glams a lot.
Yeah, we're not getting high in a war zone.
I can see it being a problem. Now, one fun little fact about this movie is it's a big part of the inspiration for the Silent Hill series.
I could see that. Some of the imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Silent Hill 3, there's a scene that's in that exact same subway at the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. where you're trying to go to Bergen Street, which is the same street that he's trying to get to. And then there's this part where he, like, he gets to a gate and there's a chain and he kind of rattles it and then moves on. In the game, you can get past that gate.
Oh. Also, okay, so it starts off, they're getting high in Vietnam. Then an attack happens. But before that, or during that attack, people start losing their minds.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my head, someone's, like, convulsing. Like
their brains start melting.
Yeah.
And then the attack happens.
I think it's because the guys, like, they're coming, and then the guys start freaking out, and then they like, so it's all like at the same time. It's all at the same time.
And then our boy Tim Robbins gets away.
Gets away. Then he gets stabbed, and then it's present time. Got
airlifted out.
Well, we don't see that happen yet. Yeah.
Right. But that's later. He keeps having these flashbacks.
Yeah. I kept waiting to see like his scar.
Oh.
Because he looked like he got like bayoneted, but they haven't shown.
Have they not shown it?
I don't know. He's been naked a few times, but they haven't shown. You've seen his ass. You see his back.
So we get a little bit of a glimpse about Jacob's life.
Yes.
So he has an ex-wife.
Three kids.
One of them died.
Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. The other two and his like girlfriend just like refuses to remember his kids' names.
Yeah.
Because at first was like, oh yeah, those kids dropped it off, and I'm like, oh, just name her kids.
Yeah,
and then you realize, oh no, she just does not give any fucks about.
So his kids' names were Eli and Jeb.
Jeb, yeah.
Right? And she's like, those names are weird. I can't remember those names. I'm like, they're not weird. They're biblical names. So you think that's foreshadowing?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
What is going on there?
What is going on with this girlfriend of his?
Yeah, she's a Jezebel.
She's her name is Jezebel. She goes by Jezzy.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like biblical names. And she seems like a really good lay and not much else.
Yeah, she does.
She's kind of horrible.
He's got kids.
Yeah, they dumped off pictures.
And then she incinerated them because he started crying
when he saw Macaulay Culkin. It looked like that Wolverine meme. You know the one where he's laying in bed and there's that picture?
Yeah.
He's basically doing that.
Yeah.
Which, it was a sad scene. It kind of made me laugh a little bit because I was thinking about the meme. But yeah, then she incinerated the picture because she didn't want to make him sad.
I don't like when you cry.
I think she has other motives.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
I don't know.
Don't understand her. Seems like she has a tail sometimes.
Dude, yeah. So he's like hallucinating at a party, and then she's like, she's got a tail that she's like riding. And then he ends up having a fever. He freaks out at the party screaming. Then they go back to their apartment, and she's yelling at him for like,
like, you embarrassed me.
You know,
he's like laying in bed, looks like he's on his deathbed.
And then she realizes his temperature's like 106, so then she freaks out and gets some help.
Well, that's where the thermometer caps out at.
Yeah.
So it could be higher.
Yeah, it could have been higher. So then she starts freaking out and gets some help, gets him in the tub. And then he has a flashback to his life before Vietnam, because Caleb.
Macaulay.
Died before he went to Vietnam.
Yeah. Kind of a shitty thing to do to your wife, right?
Well,
Were they married at the time? Well, he probably got drafted, right?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I forgot about drafts.
His chiropractor said that he was a philosopher. So he got his PhD, and then he just became a mailman.
Oh.
So I don't know if he was drafted. Were they drafting college? They did start drafting college kids, didn't they?
I wasn't around back then. You tell me.
I think they did start drafting college kids. I think there was a way to dodge the draft for a while by going to school. But yeah. I don't know when that ended.
I don't either. I'd have to ask old people.
Because he went, like, he was in Vietnam, what was, like, 72, so near the tail end of it. Right?
I know you could join, like, the Coast Guard or something and get out that way.
So, yeah, so that's going on. Yeah, I just wonder if he had, like, the kid died and he had his freak out and
it's
just, like,
see ya.
Because, I mean, grieving
parents.
I can see
why his marriage ended. Like, you know what I'd like to do now is not see the other two.
I don't know. Unless I want to say he got drafted.
He probably got drafted.
Yeah, well, hopefully, maybe the movie will never answer that, so we can just assume he didn't just be like,
peace. He's got to be a little older, right? Didn't they generally draft kids, like, at high school? So he's got a wife.
And his older kids look older. Like, Macaulay Culkin, I think, is probably supposed to be, like, 5.
You think 5?
5 or 6.
I bet he's older. Macaulay's older than us, right? This took place in 1990. He's probably like 9 or 10.
Maybe. Yeah, so all this is going on. He starts seeing really weird imagery. Like, in that subway, he's crossing the tracks.
He sees a lady.
He sees a lady who does not answer his question.
Weird.
Then he sees a guy, a bum, that's sleeping with a wiggly penis.
I think it's supposed to be a tail, but it does look like he's got like a, well, like a sausage link.
I think he was kind of like,
okay, I'm gone.
And then he gets out on the wrong, that side is closed, so he's crossing the track super slowly, and then a train comes, he ducks out of the way, and then he just sees the heads, the train, spooky heads, and gets chased by a car, and then he goes to his psychiatrist, and he's dead.
Now, this scene's funny to me. So he goes in, there's this old woman at the desk giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to see Dr. Carlson. He's like, who? Is he new? He's like, no, I've been coming here for years. Like, nah, there's no Dr. Carlson. Can I go to his office? No. What's your name? Jacob Singer. She looks him up. I can't find any Jacob
She did
Singer.
Pull out a file, though.
She pulled out a file? Just some guy's
Yeah,
file.
I don't know. And then she's like, I can't find it. Like, she pulled it out and then started looking through other ones. So I don't know if that's just... She's like, oh, I'm going to need this one later. I don't know. But it's just, I noticed she pulled out a file.
Yeah, so he runs to Dr. Carlson's office. It's like an AA meeting going on in there.
Yeah.
Dr. Carlson, no way to be seen. Talks to the guy, and he's like, oh, Dr. Carlson died. He's like, really? How did he die? He's like, oh, his car exploded. Because car exploded.
He's like, so,
like this just sounds like a lie.
Do you need any help? No. Then he just leaves. So, like, he's slowly, like, having, like, Vietnam flashbacks, losing his mind, seeing things. And during that fever, he had a flashback to his, like, married life with his kids. And Jesse was like, yeah, you kept talking about Sarah and your dead kid. She calls him, like, the dead one.
Yeah.
Like, she's so cold about it.
She's so just, mean. Just... She must be a great lay.
Yeah, that's all his... He said that, like, constantly. That's, like, her only redeeming quality.
Yeah. She's so mean. Hey, she saved his life.
She did. I mean, she got all the neighbors to help him bring in ice. I wrote down friendly neighbors.
So that was nice of her. It kind of looked like she was just going to leave him to die for a second, and then she didn't.
Yeah, when she realized, like, how serious it was.
That bathtub scene is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Where she's getting him ready. She's getting ice, dumping it in the tub.
Yeah. She said, how many? 50 pounds of ice?
50 pounds of ice in eight hours. So he was in there for 8 hours. That's the scene I always think about when I think about this movie.
And the doctor's like, hey, you're lucky. And before that, though, the lady who's looking at his lifeline, and she said, you are already dead.
Yeah. The psychic. The palm reader.
So, did he die in Vietnam? And this is all like a trippy dream.
Is that what you think happened?
Either he died in Vietnam, or maybe he died when his son died.
Maybe he is dying in Vietnam.
Could be that. That could be it. Because at one point, like, in the flashbacks, they're like, we gotta put his guts back in. Didn't they say that?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not as you were drinking your water.
Yep. Yeah, just stick it back in there.
Just stick it back in there.
I don't think those are supposed to be outside.
I think we got our super glue. Let's just glue them up.
Oh, my God.
I think he could either already be dead, and this is just a weird, or die, like, just a weird...
Can you imagine having a medical emergency out in the jungles of Vietnam?
In the fucking 70s?
Ugh.
It's a little, I feel like it'd be maybe a little bit better now.
We've got fast. We're not at war.
Yeah, we're not at war.
Yeah.
Better technology, faster. I mean, still sometimes, okay, there was, Ashley Judd was doing a movie like a year or two ago.
Okay.
And she like broke her leg in like a jungle and they had to like carry her like for miles and miles and miles like.
They carried her.
Yeah, like, and her blade was, like, really Jesus fucked Christ. Up. So, like, you could still be in, like, a bad...
Ugh.
And, like, the situation they had to, like, the way they had to transport her.
I do not like being far from hospitals.
No. And that's, like, she was doing a movie?
You would think they would have a backup plan.
Yeah, or so. Hurt. Yeah, so, like, it just...
Maybe that was their backup plan. Like, maybe. We got four meaty fellows.
I like how your expression was, like, Ashley Judd, you're like, okay...
Ashley Judd, here we go. Bringing up Ashley Judd again.
Don't know where this is going.
No, my expression was like, wait, who is that again? She was from the Judd sisters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I know her. I have her face in my brain, but I can't really remember what she's in.
Does she have red hair?
No.
I don't know who this woman is.
You're just thinking me. I have red hair.
Okay. Yeah, my wires are getting crossed here.
She's got darker hair, I think. Anyway, yeah. I'm enjoying the movie. Very confused, so fucking confused by what's going on.
You just kind of got to roll like, with it.
In this situation, it doesn't bother me. Sometimes when movies just make you confused, it bothers me. This one is not bothering me yet. We'll see.
Well, we're about halfway through it.
Halfway there, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. We're apparently not going to finish it tonight.
No, because
my COVID is acting up.
Your COVID is acting up. I don't want you to deal. I don't want to have to throw you in
drag
a tub.
My corpse
into a tub.
I gotta say, this movie is really hitting all the points of my life currently.
I did write because she was like, "Oh, the doctor said you have a virus." I wrote, "COVID. He has COVID."
It's all about viruses, fevers,
kids dying. Because we just had a oh god. Yeah, this was a bad movie for us to pick this week.
I think it was a perfect movie.
I just
for my last movie.
Terrifying. On Monday, I keep having flashbacks, and she's okay. She's fine. She's perfect. Yeah. But I keep having nightmares too, and she's fine.
Oh man, when all that happened, like I called my parents and I explained what was going on. And the reason I called them was, like, if she died, I didn't want it to be out of the blue. Like, geez, that's dark. Thinking about that. Oh, but she's alive, so I can think back on this.
She's fine. I felt so bad, because I don't think Logan had any idea what was going on. And I was just like, bye.
Yeah, he didn't seem to really care.
I don't think he knew what was going on.
But, like...
But that was also the day he was the sickest, too. So yeah. I think he was just...
My dad called me back, and I figured he was asking for, like, a status update. So I, like, pick up the phone, and he was like, "I've been thinking about your tire." Like, what? You've been thinking about my tire?
He's put up, because he wants us to fix that tire. He's been obsessed with that tire.
No, well, like, immediately I was like, why are you asking me about the tire? But, like, in his head, he's thinking, I'm going to have to drive to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's worried about the logistics of it. How am I going to get the car there? And I'm thinking, if I had three tires, I'd find a way.
Yeah.
I could drive on a rim if I had to. That just amused me. That is 100% of my dad thing to think about.
Yeah. Also, apparently, when I called to say you could pick us up, you said, no, Logan just started screaming my name.
Yeah.
Screaming about... Because you had to wake him up, so he was already up.
Bed that night was weird. He's like, read me Dixie. It's
like, yeah, okay. I don't think he had...
Dixie... You're such a bad girl, Dixie. Why'd you let the birds out, Dixie? Like crying as I'm trying to get through this book.
It was fine. But I'm still like, yeah, I still like, I'll just sit there and just randomly it hits me. And I'm like.
I know. It hits me too. Like I'll be looking at her and like, she's alive. That's
she's it. Alive. It's fine. I didn't. That's a but she was just on my lap. This has turned to a therapy session.
Oof. Well, let's hear it.
Just on my lap, just. Looking in the air, and I'm just...
God. Like, she's a potato now.
But she's fine, and we might have more of these, because apparently once a kid has it...
Oh, boy. Well, now we know what it is.
What it is. And we know we can get her to the hospital.
Now, the new adult fear is getting that hospital bill. How much do you think it's going to be?
I don't know, because she's got the ambulance ride. Because when Logan had his eye, that was... Well, we got a bill that said it was going to be $6,000, right?
Yeah.
And it ended up... Not a bill. It was one of those things. This is not a bill. This is just...
This is how much we want to fuck you in the ass.
And then we got the bill, and it was much, much, much cheaper. It was like $200, I think, $400. Yeah. So it was much cheaper. So I don't know.
This is why insurance is so expensive, though.
Because the ambulance ride is going to tick that up. But we were there for like, I don't think we were there for an hour. I think it was pretty a short visit.
Well, it's about $300,000 an hour, so.
She had two orange juices. Fuck.
Yeah. How much do you think those cost? I bet they're like $20 each. The guy's like, here, have another one.
Another one.
He's just like holding her mouth open, dumping expensive orange juice down her throat.
She chewed on the straw. That's like $1,000.
And they're so, as expensive as hospitals are, they're so goddamn cheap. Like, do you remember when you were having a kid and they were like, oh, hey, treat yourself to broth. Do you want broth? That's all we had was broth.
No, they had some decent stuff.
You got some stuff. They treated me to broth.
I just ordered the food and you could eat it.
That's right.
That's what we did. They were like, you have to order and say it's for you. Like, when I first had, like, so I had the C-section, I think the first thing I could have was only broth. And then after that.
You can have beef broth now.
Ooh.
We're upgrading.
Fancy. But yeah, I'm excited to see where this movie is going. I'm fucking confused.
What are your predictions?
I think he's already dead.
Okay.
But okay, so the description. We met his chiropractor once.
Yep.
And he says the chiropractor still sees his ex-wife.
Yep.
And Jacob was like, hey, has anyone ever told you you look like an angel because of the halo? He's like, you, all the time. But, like, the description of the movie was like, oh, yeah, he plays an important role. So we're at the midway point. So
I told you he plays an important role.
Okay.
You were like, he's friends with his chiropractor?
Louis.
I was like, you'll see. He's important.
So is he actually important?
Yes.
But yeah, I think he's dead.
Louis?
No. Well, everyone. Everyone's dead. They all died in Vietnam.
What do you think Louis's deal is?
I think Jesse might be a demon, but I think Jacob is dead.
Jacob is dead.
I don't know if I should call him Jake or Jacob, because the movie's Jacob's Ladder, but they keep calling him Jake, so I'm like,
whatever you want. We know who you mean.
Tim Robbins.
There you go.
Looks like a fucking baby in this movie.
He does. Oh, one of my notes. Tim Robbins seems like a fucking dork.
Yeah, and like all these girls are flirting with him.
Yeah. Like, he should notice something's up.
Yeah, he's a philosopher.
He's a philosopher.
He's noticing.
And, like, him dancing, him smiling. Like, this guy's a fucking dork. I bet he's a dork in real life.
Did you see how stiffly he was moving in the dance scene?
Yeah.
I think that was natural.
I think they reshot that scene probably 100 times.
Yeah, I think he's just naturally, like, all right. Just
Tim, you gotta smile bigger.
Have your freak out right now. Just, we're done with the dancing. Just...
All right, we're just going to do a bunch of clips of, like, demon tales and stuff. You can get out of here.
You can start screaming.
Just get in the bathtub. We'll meet you there.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So that's my prediction. I think he's already dead.
So he's dead. Jesse's a demon. What about Macaulay? Is he okay?
Well, he died before he went to Vietnam, supposedly.
Ooh, okay.
So my theory is he's dead in Vietnam, or maybe something happened and he, like, died after his, like, died. I don't know. But I don't think he died. I was thinking, like, suicide after his son died. I was going real dark. But
jeez,
maybe he just got almost promoted. Oh my god! Maybe he just got drafted to Vietnam
to soldier,
and then died in Vietnam. And this is just, or he is dying. I like the dying dream thing.
That would be a really fun way to do the draft. Send people promotions.
You got a golden ticket.
Guess what? You make $4 an hour now.
It's the golden ticket. Yeah, so my prediction, dead or dying, and well, they're shoving the organs back in.
All right, so...
I guess you can't make one, because you know.
I guess not.
It's not.
All right, so more on this when we return.
Yeah.
We'll see how I sound. I bet I sound like shit next time.
Well, this might be a late podcast. We've been late with our podcast lately, it's fine.
Yeah, the people have lowered their standards. The creepy cabin folk.
The cabineers.
All right, we'll be back. And we're live.
So, should I just spoil the ending?
Well, maybe we should start from where we left off.
Okay, so we left off. Where did we leave off?
He got a call from Paul, old army buddy.
That's true, yes. And he was like, dude, I need to talk to you. And he's like, all right, let's go meet up for some pool.
Paul's been seeing demons.
Okay, he didn't hear. Did he say that on the phone call?
No.
Yeah, he waited. He was like, yo, let's just catch up.
Yeah, well, I'm just
catching
up. Let's
play a little
catch
up.
They met up, Paul's seeing demons, and Jacob's like, hey.
Hey, dude.
Me too.
Me too. We're crazy buddies together. And then Paul explodes.
Yeah, he just blows up.
In the car.
Oh, yeah, the car explodes. He turns the key. Now, what was... So, Jacob looks down on the ground.
This is a lucky penny.
Quarter or something.
So, oh, it's my lucky day.
My lucky day. He reaches down to pick it up, and then it, like, zooms away from... What happened there?
I don't know. Like, time paused. You see him turning... You see Paul turn the ignition. They make eye contact, like they know what's going to happen, and then...
Kaboom.
Kaboom and boom boom. And then there's a funeral, and you meet all of Jacob's old army buddies, and they're all like, ha... Crazy. He went crazy. And then slowly, they're all going crazy.
Yeah. It seems like they've all been seeing demons.
Yep.
None of them said that, though. None of them confirmed
it. No, none of them confirmed
demons.
It, but they all did go along with suing the government. And one guy was, like, shaking his hand when Jake started talking about, like, he dropped his beer.
But none of them actually said that they saw demons.
No.
It just seems to be heavily implied.
Yes.
So they're going to sue the government because the government did weird stuff to their head, but they don't know what it was. They want to find out. And so they hire George Costanza.
And then he's like, you know what? I'll do it. And then he's like, no, fuck you. You guys lied to me. I'm not going to do it. You guys just went crazy in Taiwan.
Yeah. He calls the army, and the army says they were in Taiwan. They were never in Vietnam.
Look, you can trust us. We wouldn't lie about this.
Yeah, people just believed the government back in 1990.
Fuck you guys. And then, yeah, so that happens.
So Jake gets kidnapped.
Right after all this.
By these three military guys. Yep. They're like wearing suits. They're not like in military garb.
Yeah.
But he gets kidnapped.
Gets fucking robbed by Santa Claus.
Is it still kidnapping if you're a grown man?
Yes. Okay. Adult nap. We can call it an adult nap.
Yeah, because they call it kidnapping, but it just feels wrong. Like, I've been kidnapped. You're like 35. I don't know. I guess it's fine. So the grown man, Tim Robbins, gets kidnapped. They basically threaten him into not suing the government.
And then he like starts fighting them in the car. Then he gets thrown out of the car. Santa steals his wallet.
Wait, go back. Santa steals his wallet.
Yeah, there's a guy, Santa, he's like clutching money from the Salvation Army. And then he sees him and he's like, oh man, poor guy. And then he steals his wallet and walks away.
Is it Christmas time?
I don't even...
That's the only indication that this might be around Christmas time.
Yeah.
This is New York, though, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be cold.
I mean, they look a little cold sometimes.
They didn't look a little cold.
Anyway, that happens. Not December. Maybe they just always have Santa around.
I don't think so. I think he's pretty much a Christmas thing.
So he gets robbed and then
goes... the craziest scene in the movie.
Yeah.
He gets taken to the hospital.
They're like, we gotta do an x-ray. And then they like start wheeling him through an abandoned building. And
it's so scary.
Then it turns into an insane asylum.
And then there's just like body parts on the floor. There's
flashes of his past.
Everywhere. There's like crazy people bashing their head against the wall.
Until they bleed. Jezzy is there as a doctor.
Yep.
And he's like, get me home. And she's like, and that guy's like, you're dead, yo.
And so there's a couple things that could be happening at this point. He could be crazy, or he could be in hell.
Or both.
Or both.
So he gets a lobotomy, and then he wakes up, and then Sarah and the kids visit, and
he doesn't get a lobotomy. He gets an injection into his forehead by a doctor with no eyes.
No eyes, yeah. I'm calling it a lobotomy. Yeah, and then Louis saves the day. Just busts into the...
I love that. I love Louis.
Just busts in and is like, you know what? I'm his chiropractor. He doesn't even say that, though. He just takes him from the hospital. Like, just you can't.
Kidnaps him.
You can't take him. He's like, fuck you guys.
I will bash your fucking head in. I'm taking him.
And then he fixes him by cracking his back real good. And then he learns about experiments being done.
Oh, yeah. He gets contacted by an army chemist.
Yes.
Tells him there's this drug that they made called the ladder that makes you go crazy and super violent.
And guess what? We tested it on your platoon. Oops. You know those flashes you keep getting? Turns out it was just you guys murdering each other.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's why at the beginning, like, if you notice,
they don't
you
show
didn't see
who
was fighting them.
Yeah.
And then it's revealed at the end.
I was kind of thinking that it was them fighting each other because I feel like they showed. I mean, I guess I don't know what kind of helicopters they had in Vietnam, like the Vietnam, because there were helicopters shooting at them.
Oh,
so that I thought that was sus. Because I was
yeah,
like,
I don't know if the Viet Cong had helicopters.
Yeah, I don't ever recall seeing that in any Vietnam movie I've seen.
No, they just lived in little tiny holes under the ground and then popped out and shot people.
But yeah, so I think at the beginning, I just want to pause and see if this memory is correct right now. So pause.
Okay, we're back. Watched it.
It's a little hard
to
tell.
So there are helicopters shooting, and we now know that they're definitely shooting at Americans.
But they might have thought they were shooting at...
Yeah, because I didn't think anything of it when I first watched it.
So probably, yeah, they were shooting probably where they thought the guys were coming from, but it was their own people.
Yep.
So after that happens, it unlocks, like, Jacob's memory. Like, once the guy tells him, yo, I did these experiments. Sorry. I just wanted you to know. Got all this guilt. And then all the memories come back. He realizes, oh, fuck, it was a friend that stabbed me.
Ah, oops.
And Jezzy didn't want him to find out the truth.
What's up with Jezzy?
I don't know. Because she's like, don't go. And I'm like, because the guy was like, hey, we got to meet up. I could tell you some stuff. And she's like, don't go. And then he went, well, should we say how it ends? Or do you want to just figure out Jezzy before we explain the
ending? I mean, we could say how it ends. Yeah, let's just say how it ends.
He was dying the whole time in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I was right.
So he was alive throughout this whole movie. And dying. So at the very end of the movie, he goes back to his ex-wife's house.
Yep.
And it's all dark and
creepy.
Dude,
4 minutes, I was like, oh god, he's gonna see his like other kids dead and his ex-wife dead, or he's gonna shoot them or something because he's going crazy, you know? I was like, oh, God, I had, like, a panic about that. I'm like, oh, I don't want to see that. But I'm so fine. Instead, he just saw Gabe.
So, yeah, it's dark and creepy at first, and then he just kind of chills out there.
He hears Louie's voice.
Goes to sleep. He hears Louie. I think, I don't know, that may have been more of a narration. I don't know if he's hearing Louie's voice.
Yeah.
But Louie is saying that, what did he say?
It's like, hell is if you hold on to your memories and you don't let go. They can look like demons, but if you let yourself go, then the demons can become angels.
Yeah, they're really angels freeing you from the earth.
Yeah, something like that.
And so,
something more poetic than that.
He lets go.
Let's go. And then
he sees his son, and everything is light and happy.
And then you go back to Vietnam, and they're like, oh, he's dead.
Yep, his son takes him upstairs.
Yeah, assuming to heaven.
Heaven, one might assume. I thought it was his chiropractor's office that was heaven.
You were a little
but
sad.
I guess it's just the upstairs of his ex-wife's house.
It's heaven.
It's a nice house.
It is. It's like an apartment, though.
That's an apartment?
He had a doorman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fuck. It looked like a mansion.
Like, it was
there.
Like a really nice apartment compared to the apartment that he was living with Jesse.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then the guy's like, man, you put up a fight. But he's dead now. And just in case you were confused, it was him. They're like, what's his name? Senior. So I called it. I said he was dead or dying.
Mm-hmm. And then this whole movie is basically the forces of good and evil wrestling for his soul.
Yeah. And then he finds out that
to hell or heaven.
Yeah, because maybe like he was feeling guilt for not saving his son. And then he went to Vietnam. And then he went to maybe he was feeling guilt for not being able to save his platoon. And then the scientist guy was like, "No, dude, it's not your fault." And that absolves him of the guilt?
No.
I don't know.
He's basically in this purgatory state. How does the scientist come in to this?
I don't know. I don't know how he gets the answer. Yeah, there's...
like, this is... it's such a weird mix of things going on in this movie. Like, it's revealed that he was part of a Vietnamese experiment.
Yeah.
Experimental drug gone wrong, which he wouldn't have known in life.
Yeah, so...
but this is revealed to him in the afterlife, or the partial afterlife.
And I feel like him having that information, then learning the truth is what how he's able to let go. But, like, yeah, I don't know.
So is Louis then an angel trying to save him?
I think so. I think the hospital, if he hadn't gotten out of the hospital, I think it would have been, like, he would have gone to hell.
Yeah.
Maybe Jesse, maybe, because
he's a succubus.
In flashbacks, he did have a Jesse who worked at the post office with him.
I bet they never banged in real life.
Yeah, though. But I bet, like, his wife, but, yeah.
Because so remember, he's talking to her at the beginning of the movie.
But,
and
yeah.
They said he sold his soul to the devil to fuck her.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
Who was Jezebel in the Bible?
I don't know. I didn't read the Bible.
I have no idea. Was she just some hussy?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
Sounds like it. Like, that name has connotations.
With being a hussy?
Like in my head, so I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know the origin of it, though.
No, but, like,
I have no idea who
when you hear Jezebel, you're like, hussy. Yep.
Jezebel was the wife of Ahab, king of Israel. She was a Baal worshipper who purged the prophets of Yahweh from Israel until she got tossed out a window.
I really liked the movie. Made me confused a lot, but they kind of answered everything, but then there's all these other questions that are confusing.
Better or worse than Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer?
Way better.
Okay.
What the fuck? No questions.
Okay, well, Rotten Tomatoes disagrees.
Like, I get, like, this movie is confusing, but some movies I feel
confusing.
Like are supposed to be confusing, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Not that Henry was confusing, it was very straightforward.
Yeah.
But, it just, I don't know why people have a problem with Jacob's Ladder, but I liked it.
I liked it, too. What would you give it out of 100?
Like 75, 80?
I would give it, an 85.
But see, I have a weird thing. I really liked Apocalypse Now, too, which is kind of in the same vein.
Now.
So, it's not that surprising that I would,
Apocalypse Now was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the critics and users give it?
Okay, I don't remember what they gave Henry, but, how do they make the list? Do they base it off of the scores?
I don't know. I don't think it was based explicitly off the scores.
Okay, but I'm going to go lower then. I'm going to say 70.
70.
Because it's a good,
I was thinking about 70, 80.
Okay. I want to do 70 and 80, too. Are you finally recording, sir?
Okay. Yep. Okay. So you're changing it to 70, 80.
Yeah, I want
to both agree. And we're pretty close. 73, 84.
Who did what?
So 73 critics, 84 users.
Did you get me on there saying that the critics would be lower? Or
yeah,
were we not recording
I think so.
Yet?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I had said that before this, but at some point you weren't recording, so. Like, it feels like a movie you think the critics would like because it's confusing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. But like, then it's artsy.
They've been shit. But you see, it's the kind of artsy that I like. This other fucking artsy.
It's entertaining artsy.
Yeah. I also just really like Tim Robbins.
He's such a dork.
He is. Such a fucking dork. I don't know.
What else has he been in? What is he even known for?
I don't know, but I know him.
He's known for, to me, as Jacob's Ladder. Tim Robbins, IMDb. Yeah, I looked at, what are his big roles? Mystic River. Ooh, have you seen that?
No.
Mystic River has the scariest scene I've ever seen. Ugh. That's a good movie, though. It's not a horror movie, but, man, it's like towards the opening scene. If anybody at home listening has seen this movie, like when the kids are writing their names in the cement and they're approached by the two men.
Okay. The rest of the...
The Player? Have not heard of that movie. Howard the Duck and Bull Durham? I don't know if I've seen hardly any of these movies. Anyway, famous
I've seen him in stuff.
I've seen him in this. I've seen him in Mystic River. Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
There it is, yeah.
How is he not known for that role?
Yeah.
Howard the Duck is above Shawshank Redemption?
What the fuck?
For IMDb? And The Player? What is The Player? I've never even heard of this movie.
Oh, yeah. He dug out of, like, that. Yeah, Shawshank Redemption. How did I forget the name of that movie?
It's one of the, like, one of the highest regarded movies of all time. I also forgot about it.
Like, man, yeah, what was he in? Why do I like him? Fuck.
Oh, man.
We are professionals.
Do we want to give a COVID update?
I mean,
how's your COVID?
It's not. It's about the same as yesterday.
Oh, good. Like mine last night when we were ending the podcast, I felt like complete dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like dog shit for about the next 6 hours. I thought I might die because I'm melodramatic.
Yeah.
So, well, I went from being fine to getting. Okay. So first off, the first few days, we had no symptoms, really. I had a sore throat that would go away shortly after waking up
for
2 days in a row.
Which is like a winter thing anyway.
This COVID's nothing. This is no problem. And then it hit me.
Yeah.
It hit me last in the
family. Was like, you know what? Fuck you. You were saying I'm nothing. I'm going to show you.
It hit me pretty, I don't know, all things considered not that hard.
Well, there's that one night.
For being a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Like that one night I was downstairs and you were like, what are you? When I kept going up and down the stairs because I couldn't. It was hard to get comfortable, and then I was so tired the next morning.
That was my last night.
And you were working, and then I had to take care of the kids, and I was so tired.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I was exhausted. So I went down to the basement to die, and I decided to put on Braveheart, my favorite movie, because I wanted to watch it one last time before I went.
You really? Okay, go on.
God, that movie's so fucking
good. It's a really good movie.
It's my number one favorite movie. It took me many years to come to that decision, but there it is.
I'm just trying. I don't know what my number one favorite movie is.
Really?
Yeah. I generally don't know.
Name a couple.
I mean, gun to my head, I don't know what I'd pick.
Ooh.
I really, like, because we've got, like, 36 years of worth of movies to pick. So, like, there's different stages that, like, movies hold special places in my heart. Like,
exactly.
Like, I know Ever After is one, but, like, I don't know. I still enjoy it if I watched it now. But, like, yeah, so I don't know. Braveheart. I've got, like, Mulan and shit. Like, there's a lot of Babe. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, movies. So I don't know how. I don't know if I can pick. I don't know. It's a fucking cop-out of an answer, but.
There's Project Aiko, Braveheart, Babe.
But see,
Nightmare Before Christmas,
book I could pick out.
Ones. Which one?
Nightwatch.
Oh, Nightwatch is so good.
Favorite author, favorite book of his. So that was like easy. But like movie, I can't.
Yeah.
And like every time I reread Nightwatch, I find something new about it that I really like. So like it's.
I just started reading Thief of Time.
Ooh.
But I'm a slow reader. Get back to me in like 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how it was. We're kind of going off.
But
here.
If we are going off on a tangent, Discworld. But I think if your favorite one is the City Watch, Night Watch is usually your favorite if it's City Watch.
Oh, okay. Guards is really good too.
It's the first Night Watch book or first City Watch book. Anyway, Discworld, everyone should watch it. Everyone should read it.
Yeah, watch Discworld.
I have not actually watched it yet.
There was the part at the end of Guards, they had to fight that dragon, but they needed like a desperate one in a million shot, but the dragon was like too big, so it was too easy to hit. So they're trying to lower their odds.
Yeah, they're like standing on a foot, like closing their eye. Like, yeah.
That's funny. All right. Should we pick our next movie?
We should.
Okay.
All right, let me get my dice.
Get your Omni dice. But yeah, as far as COVID goes, I think I'm going to live.
Yeah, I
now.
Think so too.
Pretty sure at this point.
I think so.
Last
too.
Night, one day ago, I thought I was going to die.
Okay.
What do we got?
40.
40. Ooh, Peninsula. This is the sequel to Train to Busan.
Oh, okay.
I've been wanting to see this one. So
yeah, okay, cool.
So, looking forward to this, at least.
So it's legitimately a sequel?
Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
No.
Interesting. Is it the same characters, do you know?
I don't know.
Let's read a synopsis.
Okay. Peninsula takes place 4 years after the zombie outbreak in Train to Busan. The Korean Peninsula is devastated, and Jung Seok, a former soldier who has managed to escape overseas, is given a mission to go back and unexpectedly meet survivors.
Ooh.
So one of the things I just read, this is kind of like a standalone movie, so I don't think it's going to have the surviving characters from the first
one. Because from the first one, the only two characters that survived, well, three characters that survived technically, because she was pregnant, it was the pregnant lady and the little girl. Mm-hmm. Everyone else that they were with at least died, but they saw the army, so there were like other survivors that we didn't know.
Yep.
But of the Train to Busan movie, it was just the little girl.
Oh, this is exciting. I've been waiting to see this movie for a long time.
Sweet.
I think it's only on Shudder.
Ooh.
Very exclusive.
You still have Shudder?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not getting rid of Shudder. I love Shudder.
That's like usually your bedtime thing, isn't it?
Kind of. Actually, it's kind of been switched to Amazon. Well, let's see, your Discovery Plus stuff.
Yeah.
They have all that haunted
Well,
crap.
It's also nice with Discovery Plus, you can watch that downstairs.
Yeah.
You can't watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, on that boring note.
All right, until next time.
I don't know, climb the ladder?
Shake your heads.
Keep it creepy and spooky, bye.
Goodbye.